Okay, we're about to be challenged and inspired by this man, Mr. Sam Cawthorn. Good morning, Sam. Now, look, I don't think there's an easier way except just basically to say to you, tell us your story.
Yeah, okay. So basically, born and raised down in Tasmania, like any other young person, went through school and then left school actually in year 11, got a really good job. And then in the prime of my life, when I was 26 years old, I had the mortgage, I had the wife, I had two kids, and I had a major car accident. The police said it was a 206-kilometre head-on collision with a semi-trailer truck.
Wow.
All right, so I guess, you know, what happened?
So basically, I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the wheel. I veered across the other side of the road, and I was pronounced clinically dead right there on the scene by the paramedics for a bit over 3 minutes. Obviously resuscitated, because I'm talking to you guys today.
Yep.
I was then on life support for a week, in hospital for 5 months, and then in a wheelchair for a year. And the doctor said, look, you'll never be able to walk ever again, anything like that. So it's quite a unique story, because obviously today I am walking, and I also do have the most advanced bionic arm in the world at the moment, which is really cool.
Mate, it looks pretty cool, Steve Austin, I can tell you right now. I'm looking at the picture. And, mate, many would say coming from Tasmania it was enough as a setback, but you have done super, super well, mate.
What was it like the moment that I guess you came to, and I presumed you saw your family, and then the doctors come to you and say, hey, we've had to amputate your arm and you'll never walk again? Can you vividly still remember that?
Yeah, look, that was a real tough moment. And I think, you know, we all have tough moments, but that was tough. So I really had to align myself and think, why am I living? Why am I alive? Why do I exist? And I suppose once I got clarity on that, because obviously, you know, I have kids and I have a wife that's obviously, you know, needs that support. But, you know, I then went right back to the core of our existence, which was, you know, obviously I'm here to be a father, I'm here to be a husband, and I'm here to add value to people's lives. And so once I got a clarity on my why I do what I do, I've never looked back. I've never had a down day, never got depressed, never felt sorry for myself. None of my mates even look at me as living with a disability.
Mate, that's good for you, but what about your wife? Because you were the one that fell asleep at the wheel. You crossed the line.
Yeah.
You put the family in this situation. You now have a disability, which you're comfortable with, but it may have taken your wife, I would suggest, a while to get her head around all this.
Mate, to be quite honest, my wife has really been my rock solid behind everything. And she even talks about when she first got that phone call from the hospital saying, look, your husband has been involved in a major accident. It doesn't look good. Actually, initially they said he's not going to make it. And so then here she was driving to the hospital, and she drove past the car, past my actual car. So she saw the car ripped in half. She saw blood along the road, my seat literally halfway on the road. And so obviously that would have been hard enough for her. But, mate, I feel very honoured and very blessed to have this wife. And as they say, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
So that's my mission in life. Yeah.
Sam, did you see the light? Was there anything weird in that process? Do you remember anything, you know, that has sort of helped you move forward?
Yeah, Ali, you know, they say that when you die, your entire life flashes in front of your eyes. But I feel ripped off. I didn't get that. But what I did get a very bright light. It was whiter than white. It was
really
brighter than bright. And very slowly this light came towards me. And what seemed like ages, you know, days, I then found this white light rest itself on me. And then I felt this warmth, this peace. It was like a very spiritual moment, like a supernatural moment. It was really weird. And then I found myself wake up after being on life support for a week.
Okay. We're talking with Sam Cawthorn. He's got a new book out called Bounce Forward. More in just a moment.